Minnesota and Wisconsin have long favored Democratic presidential candidates, but the margin was narrow in the Bush-Gore election of 2000. Tracy Schmidt is with the Minnesota-Wisconsin-Bush-Cheney campaign. She says the president understands the changing political landscape here.
Minnesota is somewhere that has been a reliably Democratic state, but since 2000, the Republican Party has really made inroads with the elections of Governor Pawlenty and Senator Coleman, and Duluth is somewhere that is often considered leaning Democratic. However, we see real opportunity.
Political analyst Ron Mershart in Superior says it makes sense to campaign up north, even though it doesn't have the larger population numbers of southern Wisconsin. Besides covering parts of two states by hitting the Duluth-Superior media market, he says rural areas often have heavier voter turnout that could swing an election.
Russ Feingold, after his first election, said, "Thank you, Douglas County."
Mershart says that was the case in 2000 when Al Gore carried Wisconsin by a slim margin, led by a heavy Democratic turnout in northwestern Wisconsin.
Carried it by Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland counties because we gave him more of a majority in those three counties than he got statewide.
The presidential candidates seem to agree. John Kerry spoke in Cloquet, Minnesota earlier this month, then made stops in Superior and Amnicon Falls on his way to the more populous areas of Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.